This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Researchers at Dell Medical School are working on a massive database that will help doctors treat children with asthma. The goal is to help patients and doctors track and mitigate environmental factors, which not only cause asthma attacks, but are also linked to health disparities. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports this project aims to help lower-income and African-American children who are more affected.
Dr. Lewis Appel is talking to Katrina Robinson about her 10-year-old son, Darren.
So I did get a report from the pulmonary office that Darren was seen recently. And I know last time we had talked, he was having a little more trouble with his asthma.
Darren has had asthma since he was a baby. Every once in a while, Appel checks in on how he's doing. He asked about Darren's medication, about his allergies, particularly to his cats, of which Darren has two. And towards the end of this conversation, Appel asked Robinson if there's any other factors she thinks could be affecting Darren's asthma.
Any other things that you've noticed tend to trigger him or set him off?
Well, they're doing a lot of construction in our neighborhood, and we are like, I don't care how much I dust, it is just like you open the door and shh.
This is the kind of environmental factor doctors say have a big effect on someone with asthma, which is why Dr. Anjum Khurshid with Dell Medical School said his team are creating a database of different environmental factors that have been proven to affect people with asthma.
So the main impetus of the project that we are doing is being able to build the platform that allows us to capture data from different sources.
Khurshid and others are pulling data from organizations like the City of Austin, nonprofits, and even the EPA. They're getting data about neighborhoods, such as access to transportation, food, parks, as well as information about what allergy threats are in a certain area. Khurshid says they're also working on a way to include this data on a kid's electronic medical record.
So it is available at the point of care for those who are making these decisions on better managing asthma conditions.
That means when a doctor is treating a kid with asthma, they will have this information right in front of them.
Right now, honestly, we spend a lot of time working on the medication management, for better or worse.
That's Dr. Lewis Appel again. Appel works at People's Community Clinic in Austin. He and other pediatricians at the clinic will be the first to use this new project when it's up and running. Appel says it will be useful to have a more helpful conversation with families about things other than medication that they can look out for.
I think the environmental stuff is definitely a big issue, and the more information we have about that and the more that we can really get down to figuring out what does trigger somebody and can work to prevent the asthma exacerbation in the first place, the better off we are.
And Katrina Robinson, who has a son who has spent his whole life dealing with asthma, says any help is welcome because having a kid with asthma is scary.
It's because you feel so helpless. You can't do anything. You're just hoping that you can get that the medication's going to work or that you can get to the hospital in time.
Robinson says there are times an asthma attack will wake Darren up in the middle of the night. And those times when the medicine doesn't work and they have to go to the hospital, it can eat up their whole day. And Darren will often miss school.
I mean, when you go into the ER for asthma, you're going to be there a long time. And sometimes it takes a long time to resolve the asthmatic issue because you don't even know what's causing it.
And that's why Anjum Khurshid and his team at the Dell Medical School want to arm doctors with data. That way they can help families prepare for and maybe even prevent situations that could cause an asthma attack.
What we do in clinical practice only affects 20% of the outcomes. 80% of the outcomes are affected by these other factors.
Khurshid says that's why it's important to make managing a chronic condition a team project. He says patients should be armed with information, too. He says that way, when they aren't with their doctor, they know what to avoid or what to do to prevent an asthma attack.
As we think of a more holistic way of managing a condition and managing a patient rather than just a provider of services, we start thinking of what are other factors or other information that will help us make that care plan be more patient-centric.
For example, he says that means a doctor could eventually refer someone to the city to improve their housing conditions or email them a warning that a pollen count is going to be especially high that day and they should try to stay inside. Khurshid says all this could be a big help to the patient and make a doctor's treatment plan more effective. He says his team plans to have the database up and running by the new year. It will launch in the Central Texas area with People's Community Clinic, but he hopes it can eventually be expanded to other areas as well as used for other chronic conditions. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.